You know, like I say, it is what it is, but more strategically, is this what we're now calling a lock-in budget? Not securing our future, but a lock-in budget, locking opposition parties into a very small sliver, if you like, of budget surplus going into 28, 29, going into the election. Well, joining me is the incomparable, and I swear to God, if she ever needed a job, if she left politics and was no longer an MP, we would love to have her as a broadcaster on our network. I am, of course, talking about Huhana Linden. Welcome, Huhana.
Hi Matt, kia ora te whānau. Nau mai, haere mai to the sugar-free budget, eh?
Well, yeah, I mean, Rangi and I, we were looking for our sugar hits yesterday. All we got were cheap sour gummy lollies from the Woolworths, and that's about the best we could do. Because unlike the power pies that were being passed around, I mean, even our guy in the lockup, Professor Matt Ross Krugie, was telling us the lunch was pretty light on. Okay, give us your analysis. What did you think of that budget?
Look, I know, we've just heard about the Regional Infrastructure Fund, and yes, there has been gains, and we know that Māori broadcasting is finally getting something to even out the playing field. But even with the Māori 2 program, the $10 million that was announced, that's coming from elsewhere. It's being cut from Māori development over a 4-year period. So, when you give a little, you have to take it from somewhere, and that's what we're seeing. And the cost pressures in the health system, it's not really happening because ultimately the money that's being put into health is for new kaupapa. It's not to balance out the books and keep the lights on in the system. I am particularly worried, and we haven't spoken about it or heard much about it. We need to really lift the lid on what's happening in Oranga Tamariki because from my analysis, I'm seeing the fact that there's going to be over $65 million worth of cuts to Oranga Tamariki, and that includes services out in the community for prevention. Staffing will be cut. Of course, there's always staff that are going to be cut, and then there's capital expenditure. So, there's much more to be done in terms of our analysis over the actual impact. But if you're going to talk research and innovation, it's being cut.
Yeah, well,
416 mil is being cut. Don't act like that there's a dollar there for us for innovation.
Well, I just want to talk about that for just a minute, because you've raised my not my interest, but my confusion, because we've seen investment going into defence, which is great. And I kind of like just said this to my pōtaka as well, where are the jobs at? And part of what you do when you invest big money into things like defence or even in health, you tend to get a little bit of investment or sideways hustle, if you like, into R&D concessions, those like business boosts. I couldn't find anything. In fact, I couldn't not find anything. I couldn't find anything at all. And so I thought to myself, well, hang on, if that's the case, and we're putting this massive amounts of money into health and defence, drone technology, to me, where's the money for business to begin researching and developing new products? I mean, a lot of people don't know this, but Fisher and Paykel, as an example, are one of our biggest health technology manufacturers. And so, are they where the new jobs are going to be created? Because we sure as hell know that jobs in places like Takitimu and Tairāwhiti, food processing manufacturing plants, they're all going. So where are the new jobs coming from? And I just couldn't see a jobs plan or a job strategy. And so when the headline became securing New Zealand's future, what are we, do you know what I mean?
Nah, it's business as usual. I mean,
Yeah, it's
if you want to
confusing,
look
eh?
at things for Māori, there's no confusion. There's just no give.
Yeah.
If you look at our three wānanga, they have been static on their funding year after year. So there's no growth when it comes to mātauranga Māori. And the Health Research Council, talk to some health researchers
Yeah.
because the cuts to R&D are significant. But, you can't go past the fact that Matatini is probably going to reduce. So we heard from Auntie Linda Topp last night with her jabs about arts and culture being cut. So you're going to give 10 mil towards Māori 2, which is coming from Māori development funding. So that's getting shifted. It's a lift and a shift. It's not new money. And then arts, culture, and heritage is getting gutted. Te Matatini is now at risk. There's, you know, baseline funding, a little bit extra, but it's not keeping up with inflation in terms of education. And I think about that for schools and ECE. We're going to get a few extra learning support teacher aides across them all too, like about 100, I think. It's sort of shifting the dice around. But if you're in the Defence Force, if you're going to go work for corrections or you want to be a police officer, hey, there's budget for you.
Yeah, and I guess one of the other areas that we're yet to unpack, and I'm going to try and do this more over the weekend, is around disability services. I mean, we're seeing discussion about the total mobility card reducing from 75%, I think, to 65%, which is going to inhibit a lot of our disabled people. And I'm a user of a total mobility card. We're going to see a lot of people unable to get to work or to get out to doctor's appointments or physio or what have you. So we're yet to also see the tailing impact of our whaikaha, our disability community as well, aren't we?
Yeah, absolutely. And these are critical services to marginalised communities. And when you know that, you know, food banks are going to be cut, you know, their funding is being cut in half over the next 4 years, you know, that's a worry when, you know, the rubber hits the road to our community. Yeah. Whānau water is getting cut as well, you know, so there's very little fat available. And why are the Māori budgets or those budgets that are for those frontline services for whānau who need it the most getting cut?
Now, we've got a bit of an issue with your phone connection this morning. It's making you sometimes sound like a Dalek from the old Doctor Who. But we'll leave it there. But Huhana, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We really appreciate it.
Ngā mihi,
kia koutou. There you go. I mean, you know, it's one of these areas of vast interest to me, obviously because I myself have a bit of a disability these days.